Hey, podcasters. Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, our exclusive KFC wedding audio.
We got a live performance from Birds of Tokyo.
What crucial thing did you forget on your holiday?
And we caught up with a good friend for Are You OK Day.
Catch up with The Big Breakfast wherever you like. But hurry into Chemist Warehouse this week to pick up a limited edition Norm Smith Medallion when you buy Schick Hydro Sense Refills.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Birds of Tokyo, here we go.
We took an oath in those lines, me and my tie, and you all dressed in white. And when the band played Hey Now, our families danced, celebrating our vows. Nobody loved you like I did. Thought you'd be mother to my kid. But it all changed when I saw you with someone else. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, you made all those promises, but you broke them like my heart, saying things like, darling, I do, until death do us apart. And now the time's run out on our love. I've gotta leave these vows behind. Were empty promises, and you would steal me every night in our city, our home, as new husband and wife. Drinking in Fitzroy pubs till two, singing those Fleetwood songs with you. But it all changed when I saw you with someone else. Good Lord, good. But you broke them like my heart, saying things like, darling, I do, until death do us apart. And now the time's run out on our love. I've gotta leave these vows behind. They were empty promises. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, can't be. Who was that guy? He ain't me. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, yeah. You made all those promises, but you broke them like my heart, saying things like, darling, I do, until death do us apart. And now the time's run out on that.
Awesome.
Fantastic. The Birds of Tokyo, of course, their brand new single, The Greatest Mistake, is coming out. That was Good Lord. They're going to be doing Melbourne Cups and grand finals and all sorts of stuff. Guys, great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Things are just turning around very quickly for you. We had you in last time to talk about Good Lord, and that was a song about the end of a relationship, and that wasn't easy for you, Ian. And now we've got The Greatest Mistakes, which is getting a bucket load of play on radio already. It's only been out a couple of weeks, and I believe it's of a similar vein, but when you had recovered from the relationship a bit further.
Yeah, look, this song was sort of written around the same time that we were all in the studio together writing Good Lord and some other bits and pieces. So it came from the same, you know, sessions and whatnot, but it's a song about the aftermath to a degree, and also too a bit about, you know, how we've arrived here as, you know, five guys in a band, you know, it's worth how we got here. So, you know, it's a bit of that as well.
Yeah, I really like The Greatest Mistakes. And I think part of it is the when we had you in last time, you know, whenever I hear Good Lord Now, because we had, you know, we had quite a deep and meaningful conversation about that song.
Yeah, we did actually.
When
yeah.
I hear it, I just sort of want to give you a hug.
Well, it had just come out then. It was such a...
Raw.
It was raw. Bloody oath it was.
Yeah, but sure. The Greatest Mistakes has got that kind of anthemic, moving on, kind of thinking, you know, straight lines, silver chair, kind of makes you feel like, come on, let's go, let's do this.
Sweet reference.
You like that?
I'll take that.
Yeah. Good song,
Silver chair.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, your drummer, was he ever in a marching band? Because when that marching beat comes in this song, The Greatest Mistake, it is irresistible.
He owns a lot of snare drums.
Does he? Yeah.
He owns a lot of snare drums.
A lot of snare drums.
Like way too much gear?
Like way too many drums.
Yeah.
He probably wants to be in a marching band.
Yeah.
If someone let him, he'd gladly take it up.
Yeah,
he can march.
He can
march.
Now, you guys performing here the 14th and the 15th of September, and your shows have already sold out. Mm. Is that also a standard for Perth? Do you love coming back to perform here?
Yeah, look, it's always good getting to play in Perth. You know, this is hometown, home turf for us, so it's always good. And it feels a little while between drinks. It feels a while since we put a tour together like this. And, you know, it's pretty much sold out across the country, so it's going to be huge. It's going to be great.
So I just finished Malcolm Young, the book that's been written about the life of Malcolm Young, the late Malcolm Young of AC/DC. And it talked about lots of things about putting a band together and constructing songs and that, but talking about the songs that get left behind and thrown out because I don't think they're good enough.
Mm.
Do you find sometimes that songs end up in the bin?
Yeah, heaps. And in fact, sometimes you look back on songs and you'll pull them up from years later and you sort of share it around with the guys and they're like, damn, that was awesome. What don't we do with it?
Oh, really?
It never landed at the time, yeah. I would argue that probably most bands who have been around for a while would tell you they've got like what they would consider maybe one or two bona fide hits in their opinion sitting on a hard drive somewhere on a tape or something, you know, depending on how old you are.
You sometimes revisit an idea, Kenny, if you've got something from the past.
Are you trying to think of something to say?
Yeah, sometimes we do. We've definitely got our own bin full of things that just didn't land at the right time, and I think that's what it comes down to. Whenever you're writing or why you're in the studio together, sometimes you come up with something and you're like, oh man, that's a thing for sure, but just because of the landscape or the other material around it, it just doesn't fit. So you put it in the bin, and sometimes we go through the bin, pull out a few banana skins, and
every weekend
sift through a few things if it's quiet.
Yeah,
it's
perfect to get bananas in here.
Yeah. It's a bit dangerous to revisit stuff, though, isn't it? Because maybe it didn't land for a reason, and then you've evolved as a person or as professionals, and you go backwards.
That's the existential dilemma you have with that stuff. Yeah. Am I digging up the past and some old coffin full of, you know, crappy old worms here, or something that just doesn't need to be looked at again?
But with new eyes. It could be magic.
Gee whiz, and this is like Oprah.
Totally. And sometimes the other side of that, sometimes you realise, actually, you know what? The song was fine. It's a bloody good song. Sometimes we just get in the way.
Yep.
We bring our own things in and we're like, you know what, man? Just let the song be what it's going to be. And it's fun.
Yep.
So, you absolutely live and learn on that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, good to see you.
Kenny and Sparky from Birds of Tokyo. They're playing at the Astor Theatre Saturday and Sunday, and there are actually still some tickets available for Sunday's performance. So head to ticketek.com.au for those.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Yes, it's instant cash, or do you trust us? Because we have something else that you could have a shot at, although we're not going to tell you what it is.
No.
Let's go to Wandy. Jackie, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Jackie. Are you a risk taker?
Not really. I'm safe.
Yeah, I do too, Jackie. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, any idea what you think our grand prize at the end of all this might be?
Say probably a holiday.
A holiday. Everyone wants a holiday. That's fair enough too.
I'm going on one shortly.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe you need some money for that, Jackie. Why don't you step into our little money booth here and we'll talk biz.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Okay, Jackie, now what can I offer you to kick this thing off?
$274. Oh, that is a wonderful offer.
Yeah, not too bad. I might need a little bit more going up north for a holiday.
Oh, would you?
All right. Okay, well, I didn't realise we were in negotiations. We've just met. Yeah, okay. All right, Jackie.
Go on.
$315.
$315. Shall I trust you or not?
Gee, Jackie, she likes to play hard, doesn't she?
I like this. It's good.
Yeah, I play hardball.
Not your first time in the boss's office.
No. I might see if you can negotiate a bit more there.
Oh boy. All right. Jackie's pulling the punches here.
I don't know if we can.
Long time listener of your show.
$375, Jackie. Oh.
$375. Yeah, all right.
You'll take the cash?
Yeah, I'll take the cash.
Bloody hell.
Hey!
I'll tell you what, I'm never buying a car off Jackie. She'd totally screw me.
And sounded disappointed, like, oh, all right, all I right. guess I'll take your all offer right. of $375. Well done, Jackie. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, use that well and have a great trip up north.
Yeah, made my day.
Good on you, Jackie.
Thank you, guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
It's a terrible feeling. You think you've packed everything for your holiday. You get to your destination. You open up your suitcase and, oh, I forgot it.
Oops.
I really needed that.
Yeah, West Coast Eagles all G'd up for the Geelong game tomorrow night and one of the players has gotten there and gone, oh, I don't have any footy boots.
I don't have any high heels.
It's a bit of a problem. We want to know what you have forgotten to take on holiday. What was that crucial thing, Clint in Iluka?
Good morning, guys. Me and my family were flying to Bali one day from Darwin. And for some strange reason, I didn't think that my three-year-old needed a passport at that age. So
kids ride free.
When we were transferring through customs, they were like, where's your child's passport? I said, well, she's three. She doesn't need one. And they were like, guess who's not going on the flight? So my mother-in-law had to stay back for 2 weeks and babysit our daughter while me and my wife went to Bali for 2 weeks.
Oh. Clint, did it turn out to be kind of a great holiday, though?
Well, to this day, she still thinks we planned it.
Sorry, kid, you're staying home.
That's genius. Other parents are like, let's keep that one in the bag. We'll keep that. It's not a bad idea.
Good on you, mate. Have a great day.
Sasha's in Mount Nazura. Sasha, what did you forget to take on holiday?
Well, I'm actually going to dob my dad into this one. We were going on a family cruise around New Zealand, so we had to fly Perth to Sydney. My dad's not one that gets to the airport early. No, we're all checked in. It's all good. We'll just get to the airport an hour earlier. Got to the airport, unpacked all the luggage. Dad realised he'd left the suit bag on the bed. And, you know, you go on a cruise, you've got formal lights and, the dinner in the restaurant and all of Mum's good evening clothes, Dad's suit, black pants, everything he left on the bed at home.
Oh, you see
we
that?
Had no time to go home and get it. So
that sounds planned as well.
That's great. So in all the photos of the cruise, everybody's all dressed up and your parents just look like they're wearing their boat attire.
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
Yeah, thongs and shorts. So yeah. I think that was planned, well planned.
Awesome. Thanks, Sasha. Kareen in Wellard, tell us, what was the crucial thing you forgot to take on holiday?
My knickers.
Oh, hello.
Just the one pair?
Only what I was wearing. I had nothing. No more. I had to buy some.
So you just packed your whole suitcase and thought, I'll leave those to last and didn't get around to it?
Yeah, well, I usually keep them in a plastic shopping bag and I take an empty one. So I call my plastic shopping bag my knicker drawer. I forgot my whole knicker drawer.
Oh, that's what the hand basin in the bathroom's for, Kareen, for doing that nightly wash of the undies and socks when you're on holiday.
Oh, were you at least near somewhere you could access some?
They have Kmart in Kalgoorlie. Oh.
Handy. Nice one, Kareen.
They're used to washing frilly knickers in Kalgoorlie anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
Good on you, Kareen. Have a lovely day.
Everything Perth. For brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
What crucial thing did you forget on your holiday? Jamie's in Mandurah. Good morning, Jamie. What'd you forget?
Hi. So 3 weeks ago we went to Exmouth for a holiday to go diving at the Navy Pier.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous. Lovely.
Yep. So they picked us up from the caravan park and asked to see our driver's licence. For ID, because it's an active Navy pier, obviously.
Yes.
And my other half forgot his.
Ah.
So you had a great dive. What did he do?
Yeah, I ended up staying with him. But the funny thing is, 3 days later when we were at Monkey Maya, he found it in his jacket pocket.
Oh, no.
How disappointing.
Very, because everything else got cancelled because of weather.
No.
Oh, the worst.
Oh.
It was not the best holiday, but never mind.
Jamie, on the upside, he didn't get sent to Guantanamo Bay, so lucky there. Hey, thanks for that, Jamie.
No problem.
Dee's in South Earth. Dee, what did you forget to take on holiday?
Well, I was actually travelling back to Australia from America, and I used to do that every 6 months, and I thought I'd be really clever, because I was coming back for summer and going through Hawaii, that I would pack all of my thermals and all of my fur coat and jacket and trench coat in one big suitcase, and I'd take the other big suitcase with all my summer stuff and everything that I needed, because an underwear and stuff like that, back to Hawaii and on to Australia.
Mm.
Well, you can guess what happened.
Yes.
You took the wrong case.
They were identical suitcases. So I arrived in Hawaii with no underwear, just heavy coats, thermals, jacket, nothing. I had no bathers, no nothing. And two sarongs later and a bathing suit. And that's what I lived in for a week before I got back to Australia.
Oh. Probably all you needed too. I would have been cutting up those thermals, cutting the arms off, making them a V-neck.
I thought of, actually I did. I actually cut one, a long dress up into a short dress because I had to attend a function at the Sheraton.
We don't need this hemmed.
I just ripped off everything, a little bit like that scene in Total Recall with Jamie Lee Curtis.
I've got a vision of your D there at Maui Beach in a mink.
yes. The villa in Kauai with, nothing but thermals. And when we landed, there wasn't anywhere there. It was quite remote.
Yeah.
Kauai was quite remote.
So nice one, D.
I could only go to the Sheraton Hotel and buy something.
Oh, good on you, D. Thanks for that. Let's head to Bibra Lake. Maxine, what did you forget on your holiday?
I forgot my teeth.
You forgot your teeth?
Maxine, how did you do that?
There was a plate of four going to my son's wedding in Melbourne, and I couldn't smile at the wedding.
Oh, darling.
And you'll never guess what. The mother-in-law's skirt fell off her at the wedding.
Sounds like a comedy of errors. This is like, that's fantastic. I'm sorry that you couldn't smile though, but oh, Maxine, that's because you can't borrow any. You can't go buy them elsewhere.
Wow. No, you can't.
That's awesome.
Should have gone,
Maxine.
Got those lolly teeth. At least you kept your clothes on, Maxine. Well done.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, bless
I love
you.
That.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Hey, pick up some Schick Hydro Sense refills from Chemist Warehouse this week to score yourself a limited edition Norm Smith medallion. Chemist Warehouse, it's the house of finals.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber.
Important day today. It is Are You OK Day.
It is.
It's a National Day of Action, which is dedicated to asking our friends and people we work with, colleagues, are you OK? And just checking in and making sure that we're listening to one another.
Yeah, very important.
It is an important day. And just to make sure, because people do struggle with life's ups and downs. Now, somebody that I am very proud to call a friend who always checks in on his friends. He always asks if we're doing okay, not just on this day, but throughout other days of the year. And he's not afraid to talk about the hard truths of mental health. So I would like to spend this time now to check in on my mate, Tiny. Hello, my friend. We've got you there.
Hey. Kimber, how are you?
I'm good.
Speaking with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber, but only two of them are there.
Oh, sorry, mate. Claire-Zy not in today. Tiny.
He better have his radio on.
He will. Yeah. How are you, mate? We want to check in. Are you okay?
Well, yeah, everyone says that, doesn't it? But, yeah, I'm struggling a little bit at the moment. Have been for probably two or three days. Just one of these cycles, whether it's the full moon or what. But, look, I'm awake. It's going to challenge me, but I'll get there. But this is a day that's very important to everyone, I reckon. But you still ask some people, are they okay? And the sort of the stigma that goes with mental health, they don't really know what to say. It's they almost giggle it off, which is not the best thing to happen, but, you know, it's still that stigma, isn't it?
It is.
Taboo of talking about depression, so...
It is, mate, and I think for a lot of people who want to ask the question, are you okay, they also feel a little bit hesitant. They don't know the right way to broach it. And as someone, you know, Kimber alluded to the fact that you're very quick to check in on people and make sure that they are okay. What advice can you give to those of us that want to make that call and check in?
Well, it's probably just the sincerity of it is, you know, just don't say it because it's Are You Okay Day today sort of thing. You know, fine, it's a magnificent day today, but it's the sincerity and, you know, it's knowing what to say if they're not, you know, which is, you might have to prepare yourself that you might have to chat a little bit deeper than just a quickly, you know, a yes or a no, you know, that I am okay or I'm not okay.
And lots of people will say too, Tiny, they just need an ear. Sometimes they just need someone to listen. And it's not always about offering advice. And there's plenty of things online too to give people advice on what to do. But Tiny, how has it helped you when other people have asked you if you're okay?
Well, it sort of sits me down and brings me back to the world a bit because I've got the best job in Australia and I'm never, ever down when I'm working. Mm. You know, if I'm working or driving, I'm in my safe spot. So it's funny that, when people say, are you okay, and they mean it, you know, not just because of it's a tick off their diary today, but it can just sit you back and say, well, Struce, I'm not okay at the moment. You know, there might be a little niggling thing that I need to work out. And that's, you know, I've got a great doctor around me. And, you know, as you know, Kimber, I've been to Perth Clinic to sort myself out and those sorts of things. And it's learning to cope with what you got, you know. No one wants it, but you've got to learn to deal with it.
Mm. Well, and I'm exceptionally proud of you, Tiny, because you always do generously talk about it and you help so many charities in Perth with your auctioneering and it's been wonderful and I love that you do reach out when you need help too. So thanks so much for talking to us today.
We all breathe the same air, don't we? You know, and we all do bodily functions that, you know, that everyone does. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're Kimball Cahill or Matt or Tiny Holly, we're all the same and we should check on everyone sort of thing. But do it 24/7, not just one day of the year, which is a good starting point.
Bless you, mate. Thanks for coming on and chatting with us.
No worries, Matt. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Tiny. We'll talk to you soon, mate. Take it easy.
Good on you, Kimber. Ta-da.
And you make a great point there, KC, is that you don't have to have the answers for people. Just have to have an ear and listen. And, you know, sometimes just keep your mouth shut and let people get it off their chest.
They just don't want to be alone.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Well, Sam Smith stole the show last year and Victoria Racing Club today have announced that Taylor Swift will appear at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day, November 5. I don't know how much it costs to get Taylor Swift to play at your private Melbourne Cup Day event, but she's going to perform two songs from her new album, Lover. And don't expect another show while she's here because this will be her only Australian performance while she's in town. And Taylor said, I can't wait to come to Melbourne and I can't wait to come to the Melbourne Cup. I've heard so much about the race.
Well, originally she really wanted to be part of the Pinjarra Cup.
they couldn't get her in.
Second on the list was Melbourne.
They'd already booked someone in for that.
Yeah.
Now, it's always been a contentious issue, this one, but I love the American version of The Office.
Okay.
The TV show The Office. It is 201 episodes of hilarity.
I'm having a child with my husband, the senator, and Pam is having a child with Jim. Look, it's little Pregs and big Pregs.
Wait, when did we start calling
them? Isn't it amazing the difference in our sizes?
The show is so funny. Even if you thought that the English version was too, you know, that you can't copy it and take it off. The Office, the American version, stands on its own. It's very funny. And the show's had a new wave of popularity because all the eps are now on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So people are getting through those things again, just like they are with Friends. And Jenna Fisher, who plays Pam, and Angela Kinsey, who plays Angela, are setting up a podcast together. So what they're going to do is it's called Office Ladies, and they're going to rewatch the show and talk about one episode each week. So they'll just reveal some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that took place on the shoot and all of that. The first podcast is on October 16th of this year, and they'll just be doing one episode a week, which probably means by the time they get through them all, I don't even know if they'll still all be on Netflix.
Yes.
But it will be a really great podcast. I'm looking forward to it. And if you're off to the movies this weekend in cinemas today, The Angry Birds Movie 2 and Downton Abbey is out.
Oh, I love a bit of Downton Abbey.
I haven't seen any episodes.
No, I haven't either, but I'm sure it's, you know, very, people love that. What do they call it? Merchant Ivory.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yes, the period drama.
The period drama. Wonderful juice, Kimber.
And that's your daily juice.
I love it.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast. With Claire-Zee, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
You can have instant cash or do you trust us that we might have something even better?
Our lucky player this morning, Claire from Yanjibup. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. How's your morning so far? What are you up to?
Off to work this morning.
Oh, geez, we have to do it though, don't we?
We do.
Hey, Claire, tell us something about yourself. What are you into? Have you got any hobbies or anything that you like to spend your money on?
Yeah, holidays.
Oh, okay.
And any idea what you think our big prize might be?
Oh, maybe a holiday.
Well, I'm getting a theme here, Claire. I don't know. All right. Well, we need to do business with you, Claire. So there's the serious music, and give it over to the banker.
Pull up a chair, Claire.
Now we don't have Claire'sy today, so anything could happen.
I mean, you know, holidays aren't cheap. They're not cheap, and
exactly.
You need sometimes a little bit of extra spending money. Let's say $200.
$200, you feel like taking that or?
What do I do here?
What's your thought process, Claire? Have you got bills stacking up or something that you could easily blow $200?
Oh, I just got a text from Claire'sy saying, what are you doing? Offer Claire $300.
What? Claire'sy's not even here. Okay, Claire. $300 on behalf of Claire'sy.
Good on him. And he's not even there. Good on him.
Take the cash, Claire, $300, or hang in there and trust us.
You know what? I think I'm going to trust you.
You're going to trust
really?
Us?
I'm going to trust you. I am. I
Good
am.
On you, Claire. I think that's it. Trust
okay.
us. Done.
Thank you.
Thanks for trusting us, and we hope it pays off for you, Claire.
Great. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
The Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, I'm nervous about telling you about this one.
Mm.
All right. Have you had a peppermint tea, something to settle your tummy?
Not yet, but why?
Okay, right. Behavioural scientist, a Swede called Magnus Söderlund, has claimed that eating people will become necessary due to the effects of climate change. Now, of course, Magnus is not advocating for full-blown cannibalism.
No.
Like, he's not wanting you to go out and kill your next meal.
No, we don't like killing our own food. We're just hoping the shops will do it for
That's
us.
That's right. But he's saying because of what's happening with climate change, our attitudes to the idea of eating human flesh might need to change. And we should perhaps consider using those who have already passed as our food of the future.
I'm not going to lie. If we get to the point where we've got to start eating one another,
yeah.
I'm going to bail. I'm out. I don't care what sort of state the world's in by that point. I'm out.
No.
You know?
Oh, look, absolutely. Although, you know, give me a moment because I may be able to entice you with some dishes here.
Here we go.
perhaps a spaghetti bolognese. No? What about a beautiful chicken armajama? We can, and you know, for dessert, of course, you've got to have sweets, a ristachio ice cream.
Oh.
Or perhaps if it was Manu, it'd be ice cream.
Oh, ice cream. We've been asking for that for a long time.
But of course, on special occasions,
mm-hmm.
we'd have Jamie Oliver's Christmas hamstring.
This is terrible. I don't want any of these things.
8%. 8% of the participants in this big, you know, confab about what we're going to do for the food of the future said they would be willing to at least try human flesh.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh.
All I'm saying is you've got to think outside the box.
I am. I'm imagining us on an island, you, me, Claire'sy, and I'm wondering who's going to go first. This is going to be a terrible decision.
Well, I'm looking at you in a different way now. Let's be honest.
Now you've caught up with the Big Breakfast, but hurry into Chemist Warehouse this week to pick up a limited edition Norm Smith medallion when you buy Schick Hydro Sense refills. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.